Good morning, and I would like to welcome you all in my presentation time. It's really good to be here in Long Beach, all the way from chilling Edmonton. And the presentation, the title of my presentation today is Nitrogen and Carbon Transformations, Water Use Efficiency and Ecosystem Productivity in Monocultures and Wheat Bean Intercropping Systems. And this is an outcome of field and lab experiment conducted on farm at the University of British Columbia for over the past 3 years. And let me start my presentation with some background information. We know that wheat is the principal cereal grains grown in Canada. And if we look at the worldwide acreage and production, it is the third most produced cereal grain in the world. And the farmers are growing wheat by using monoculture-based conventional production system. And one of the components of conventional production system is the use of chemical-intensive nutrient management strategies, which obviously has a number of consequences. It increases the cost of production. It also increases soil degradation and erosion, air and water pollution. And the use of agrochemicals is also responsible for enhancing chemical residues in food. Similarly, the use of monoculture production system reduces biodiversity. It increases the chance of pest and disease outbreaks. And it is also responsible to increase the greenhouse gases emission from agriculture. And there are some options or alternatives available. And for this research purpose, I have considered intercropping wheat with grain legumes under organic production system as one of the alternatives. And yes, intercropping is not a new concept. It is not a new topic as well. It can simply be defined as growing up two or more crops simultaneously on the same land during a single cropping season. And it can be of row intercropping, mixed intercropping, relay or stripe intercropping. And regardless of the types of intercropping, the inclusion of legume components in an intercropping system basically offers a number of advantages, basically through diversification, on-farm nutrient cycling, and effective land utilization, which ultimately results in soil fertility maintenance through legume rhizobium symbiosis, moisture conservation and weed suppression through better canopy cover and diverse root system, and it also improved yield and ecosystem services through better effective land utilization and nutrient cycling. So as I said earlier, it is not a new concept, but the previous research on intercropping system basically involved traditional metrics such as yield, land equivalent ratios, crop interactions, weed and disease pressure, and to some extent biological nitrogen fixation. However, the effects of genotypes and spatial configuration on intercrop productivity, carbon and nitrogen transformations, ecosystem productivity, and water use efficiency has not been previously considered. Therefore, the objective of my research was to identify the intercrop combinations that maximize synergies compared to monoculture production system. The another objective was to estimate the amount of nitrogen fixed by different legume genotypes and the amount transferred to the non-legume counterparts. The third objective was to determine the ecosystem productivity and water use efficiency. And finally, based on my 3 years of field and lab research, the final objective was to recommend the most productive and environmentally sustainable intercropping design. So, I have selected three legume genotypes. They were common bean CB red kidney, common bean CB black turtle, and fava bean CB bell, based on their performance on preliminary cultivar evaluation trial. So I choose these three genotypes because of their yield potential, nodulation potential, the harvest date for combined harvesting, and root architectures. And the wheat and these three legume genotypes were arranged into five different spatial configuration in proportional replacement design. In this design, the total density of the population differs as we change the proportion of the species. So we had two monoculture plots, each for wheat and beans. And wheat and beans were also planted in 1:1, 2:1, and in mixed arrangement with reduced seed densities. So altogether, we had five treatments for each crop combinations. And the plot was laid out in randomized complete block design with four replications. So this figure shows the layout of my experimental plot for 5 treatments and 4 applications for each crop combinations. And the photographs here shows special configurations in intercropping design. As I said earlier, I planted wheat with beans in 1x1, 2x1 and in mixed arrangement with reduced seed densities. Besides these 3 special configurations, we had monoculture plots each for wheat and beans. So the monoculture and intercropping plots were assessed for agronomic performance and intercrop productivity in terms of land equivalent ratio and total land outputs. The grain and biomass quality was assessed for biomass nitrogen and grain protein content. Tissue nitrogen and carbon analysis was carried out by using high temperature flash combustion method. Whereas for isotopic studies, basically for 15N and 13C analysis, we used isotope ratio mass spectrometer. And by using the isotopic values, we calculated the amount of nitrogen fixed biologically by different legume genotypes and their transfer to non-legume counterparts. The amount of nitrogen fixation was calculated by using an equation given by Sierra and Cole in 1988, whereas the amount of nitrogen transferred to non-legume counterparts were calculated by using an equation given by Hay in 2002. Besides agronomic performance and nitrogen fixation, we also calculated CO2 measurements. It was calculated 3 times a day during 25, 50 and 75 days after sowing. And the photographs here shows the measurements of carbon dioxide by using an automated chamber connected to a portable CO2 gas analyzer unit. And the photographs in the lower row shows the measurements of leaf area and chlorophyll concentration index in the field. So, by using the carbon data, I calculated flux by using an equation given by Jessel et al. In 2005. And I also calculated net ecosystem exchange, ecosystem respiration, gross ecosystem photosynthesis, and net ecosystem productivity. So, the results of my experiment shows that intercropping plots had higher land productivity. It was up to 50% higher than monocultured wheat in some treatments. Intercrop plot also displayed higher biomass nitrogen and grain protein content. The nitrogen accumulation was around 176% higher than monoculture plots, whereas the carbon accumulation was about 26% higher than monocultured wheat. And we also observed higher ammonium and nitrate pools in soil in intercrop plots compared to the monoculture system. So this graph shows the yield of wheat and bean components in monoculture and intercropping combinations. The red bar here shows the yield of wheat components, whereas the blue bar here shows the yield of legume components. And based on our experiment, the wheat, when planted with faba bean in 1x1 arrangement, had the highest total land output compared to the monoculture system. And besides agronomic performance, beans planted in intercropping plots had increased nodulation. It also fixed higher amount of nitrogen compared to the beans in monoculture plots. We also observed nitrogen transferred within a season, and the greatest rate of nitrogen transfer was found when wheat was planted with faba bean in 1x1 arrangement. And we observed the increased number of nodules, percent of nitrogen fixation, and the transfer in year 2 compared to the first year. And regarding the CO2 fixation, photosynthesis, the greatest gross ecosystem productivity was observed during mid growth stage compared to the early and late stage in wheat and beans. So this graph shows the net ecosystem productivity in different planting arrangements during 25, 50 and 75 days after sowing. And the result shows that the wheat faba bean, when planted in 1x1 arrangement, displayed the greatest net ecosystem productivity. That was around 7% higher than the wheat monoculture plots. So for water use efficiency, we found that water use efficiency increased when we planted wheat with faba bean or red kidney common bean, but The common bean CB black turtle did not transfer any nitrogen, nor showed improved net ecosystem productivity or water use efficiency of wheat counterparts. So overall, from this experiment, we concluded that wheat feba bean in 1x1 and 2x1 arrangement was the most productive combinations compared to the wheat monoculture plots. So this is the summary sheet of my field experiment, and based on my trial, this one, the yellow, this one, wheat when planted with feba bean in 1x1 arrangement had the highest biomass nitrogen content. It also produced higher grain protein, higher percent of nitrogen fixed by the legume components, and the amount of nitrogen transferred to the non-legume counterparts. It also has higher net ecosystem productivity, water use efficiency, and land equivalent ratio. So it appeared to be the best combinations compared to other planting arrangements. That's why intercropping wheat with feba bean appeared to be an efficient strategy to increase land and ecosystem productivity, forage and soil quality. Nitrogen transfer was observed within a season, and the greater amount of nitrogen transfer was observed when we planted genotypes with similar root architectures. And wheat feba bean in 1x1 and 2x1 arrangement and wheat common bean in 2x1 arrangements appeared to be productive than the other planting arrangements. And of course, we had some limitations as well. The results was derived from a 2-year study only, and it was a single location trial. Therefore, we need to carry out multi-year experiments in different locations to assess the identified trends of increased productivity and ecosystem productivity. And we conducted our experiment under organic production system. Therefore, we had weed problem during early stage of crop establishment. So we need to figure out appropriate methods of weed management, especially for early growth stage. Similarly, while talking about intercropping, the basic challenges is planting and harvesting of intercrop plots. So it triggers some kinds of technological advancement. We need to have a combined planter and harvester so that we can plant and harvest those components together. And yeah, we know that most of the research activities has been conducted in on-farm station or research station trial. And for effective dissemination and knowledge transfer, we need to focus on farmers' participation or participatory research in farmers' field, basically. So that's all. Thank you very much for your kind attention and time.